Finding good fiction about religion is harder than you'd think. I mean, when was the last time you read a novel that takes religious faith seriously? Doesn't demonize it, make fun of it, preach it? So here's a recommendation. Hanna Pulvanen's debut novel, We Sinners. It is loosely based on her own life. And Strange Champs wanted to know more.
Your novel takes us inside a very small, very conservative church community, the Lestadian Lutheran Church, which most readers probably won't even have heard of. You grew up in this church?
Yes, I grew up a believer, as we called ourselves, and it is an extremely small community with its own rigid rules, but I think that all fundamentalisms share similar conservatism. So I think the book is about more than just Lestadianism.
Who are the Lestadian Lutherans?
Lestadians are from 1850s Scandinavia, and they see themselves as returning to the true teachings of Luther.
Which means what?
Which means no more leniency. So everything from no nail polish, no makeup, to things much more important, like no premarital sex and no contraception.
They're not quite Amish or Mennonite, but there are a few similarities then?
They're not Amish or Mennonite in the sense that in a physical way, they're not trying to separate themselves from the world. They don't live in separate communities. They are public school teachers. They are engineers. They are carpenters. They are nurses. In the church, of course, the phrase that's always used is in the world, but not of the world.
One of the experiences you bring to life really vividly in your novel is the experience of being a teenager, coming of age, and having to navigate these two very different worlds, the world of public high school and the world of the church. Can you tell us about a couple of your characters and how they deal with this?
It's tremendously, tremendously difficult, of course, in adolescence to ever be different from everyone else. The characters really struggle with their sense of wanting to fit in, but knowing that they don't. And also trying to ask the question of when and exactly how do they go about telling other people what it is they believe. For instance, at the very opening of the novel, the character Brita is asked out to a dance, and she has to admit that she's not allowed to date outside the church. And she later discovers that the boy who asked her has revealed to the school that her entire family is brainwashed.
Is this anything that happened to you?
That's a secret.
And that really speaks, doesn't it, to the disjunction between these communities and the rest of the world. There's so little understanding on the part of the rest of the world of what the gift of that lifestyle can be.
The question of community is really at the heart of why I even felt inspired to write We Sinners. For myself personally, when I left the church, I felt that I had left this community and now there was no community to take me in. Now it was just me. I was very alone. And I began to wonder, what is it the rest of the world does? Who do they turn to if their homes burn down? If something happens to one of the children? If the dad is sick and can't work? Who is caring for these people? And the answer is often, you know, the government to a certain extent. But in inside these communities, you get something that the secular world has a difficult time providing.
Well, I'm curious about how this played out for you personally in your own life. I mean, you said, like a lot of people who grow up in communities like these, you decided sometime in college to leave. Was that about leaving community or leaving faith?
I'm slow to answer here because the answer is embarrassing. I left the church because I was in love. And I was in love with someone who was not in the church. And to that extent, my choice was decidedly unabstract. I mean, I had felt bothered at the time by a number of, larger theoretical and philosophical questions, but it wasn't that so much that really bothered me at the root of things. What bothered me was that I was in love with this man and the church was preventing me from what I felt was a love that was good in the eyes of any God. And I think that question of why we believe. And are we believing for ourselves? Are we believing for each other, for our families? Are we going to church because our families go? Are we not going to church because our families go? That's a general question about faith that it was a major question for me as a writer going into the project.
I'm asking some of this because you've written that one subject that you obsess about is God. And I found that so interesting when I read it, because I often think that, you know, we're much more comfortable in today's secular world discussing our sex lives than we are talking about whether we believe in it in any kind of absolute.
And it's fascinating that you say that, because one of the struggles as a writer writing about God is that writing about characters who are sincere in their faith in God is far more difficult than writing even a sex scene.
Really? And, how so?
Oh,
I mean,
absolutely.
What are the pitfalls?
Oh, there's so many, because writing characters who sincerely believe, it's so easy to walk on the side of cheesiness. It's so easy for that moment to seem unearned. It's easy for those characters to seem, I hesitate to say crazy, but like they're having some kind of ecstatic, otherworldly experience that the reader is detached from. And it's hard. It's terrifically hard to try to write characters who are people first and who believe in God second.
That's so interesting, because on the other hand, America is a very religious nation. Why do you think it's so difficult to write believable characters and to write about their beliefs?
We live in a secular age, which is also terribly ironic, both in our national conversations about conservative religion and in our literature. Even if you look at the preponderance of TV shows, 18 and Counting or Big Love, or, I mean, religious communities are absolutely, there's no doubt about it, they're being sensationalized. I think this happens also in literature. There's often characters who, if they believe in God, are rather pitiable characters. And for me, when I was growing up, I didn't necessarily have big dreams of being a writer, but I was a huge reader. And in my own times of wondering about this faith, I, as I always do, turned to literature, and I felt rather hopeless. I felt like I was looking around me for someone to speak about God and people who believe in God with real compassion, and it was more difficult to find than it ought to be.
Do you think people are afraid of fundamentalism?
I think people are unnerved by fundamentalism. I think they would rather not look at it too closely. I think also, when they do look at it closely, they want to quickly discern the ways in which they are not like that, which I think is all wrong. At the heart of things, even when I find myself watching a documentary about the Amish or something, I'm always trying to figure out, how am I like them? I mean, under what circumstances might I have been Amish? How is this life to them both normal and familiar, but also good?
You've written that you're not so much interested in writing about why people choose to leave these communities as you are in writing about why people choose to stay. Why is that more interesting to you?
Well, I think there's a number of memoirs which already speak to this effect. They tend to be more expose. It tends to be more, this is the oppressive culture I grew up in, and here's how I escaped. And I think it's much more difficult to try to relate to a character who chooses otherwise. And for instance, in one chapter of We Sinners, Jonas Chan is an outsider to this community, and he falls in love with one of the Rovaniemi daughters. And I found, even when I was writing this particular chapter, that secretly at the bottom of my heart, I was rooting for him to join the church. And I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe that's actually what I was doing. I began to think somehow, let's go, Jonas. You can do it. You need these people. They can help you. You're so lonely. They will give you this love. They will give this to you. I think for me as a writer, if any other reader were to, in that moment, have that kind of experience, not necessarily with Jonas, but with any of the characters, to feel a sense of I understand why you stay. I understand the compulsion. Then I think I have done all I could have ever asked to do.
Hanna Pulvanen's novel is called We Sinners. She spoke with Anne Strainchamps.